Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So which is it? The Joe Starkey Show or the Pomp and Joe Show? That guy can't seem to decide. It's the Pomp and Joe Show, for God's sakes, even when Pomp isn't here.
It's Donnie Football Friday, too.
It's a Donnie Football Friday. We feel Pomp's luminous. Is that the right word? Presence when he's not here? And, of course, Donnie Football. He will join me at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to try to rope him into joining me for the whole hour, I might add. He just doesn't know that yet. Speaking of Matt Eberflus, some incredible stats. Not just from yesterday's game, but yesterday's game added to it. The loss marked Chicago's sixth straight and dropped the Bears to 4-8, okay? He's 5-19 now in one-score games. It's the worst record, with at least 20 of those, in the history of the league. In 7 points or fewer, so one score is obviously 8 or fewer, in games decided by 7 or fewer points, he's 5-17, okay? Guess where that ranks among 221 NFL coaches who have had at least 20 games decided by 7 or fewer points. Of the 221, where does he rank?
218.
221?
Ah, I was close.
How do you justify keeping him? But we didn't come here to talk anymore, Matt Eberflus. Now we're talking Artie Smith. He's the story of the week here. Maybe I'm nuts. I didn't hear him shut it down yesterday. Could have shut it down, didn't shut it down. The talk of going to his alma mater. And this whole idea of, yeah, Artie's said a couple times this year, you know, things to the effect of, I don't have to worry. Good thing I don't have to worry about that. I'm not a head coach. That is not indicative, I wouldn't think, of his attitude toward being a head coach again. And if an opportunity came around at the end of the season, as Diana Russini reported yesterday, that his name will be floated out there in this coaching cycle, he would absolutely go back to being an NFL coach. And I happen to think that he might heavily weigh coaching at his alma mater. You?
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if he's an NFL head coach next year. I don't think that he's done enough to merit that.
I don't either. That's the topic I was about to get to. Would he take the job, though? Any job in the NFL, I would think.
Yeah, probably.
Even
I would
the Jets.
Imagine. Yeah, I think so. I mean, what's the worst job? Jacksonville, maybe?
I don't know. You still have a quarterback you might be able to work with there.
Yeah,
if you're in Artie Smith's position, can you afford to say no to any job that's available? I don't think so.
No, I think he would take whatever. I don't know that, I mean, these guys are different. I don't know that I would want anything to do with being a college football head coach at this juncture.
I do hear that.
Especially if it's at a school that it's going to be you're kind of already behind the eight ball to some extent at UNC. It's not like a great football tradition.
No, but they do get some talent there. They've had some talented players.
I think it's a place, a lot of quarterbacks, for sure.
It's a place you could recruit to. I honestly do. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But the other question is, and I'm with you, what's he doing this year that would make him a hot coaching commodity? Like, what? I'm not saying he's doing a bad job. I'm not saying he's doing an okay job right now. I thought it was good for a while, but when you really analyze it to this point, and the story is largely to be told, or maybe fully to be told here over these final six games and the playoffs, hopefully. Against bad teams, they've lit it up. Against good teams, they largely have not. So we'll see what happens now down the stretch. He did not bring them back to the top 10 in the NFL. Their red zone offense stinks. Their short yardage offense stinks. And their third down offense stinks. They're absolutely more explosive. They look like a more mature, professional offense without a doubt than they did under Matt Canada. But again, that might be the all-time example of damning with faint praise. If I'm looking for a head coach in the NFL, Arty Smith is nowhere near my radar. Not only is he not on it, he's nowhere near it. You?
He would be a very underwhelming hire for any fan base. I don't know who would get excited about bringing him in.
Nobody. It would be like when they brought him in here as a coordinator.
It would be a consolation prize at best. There's so many more. Obviously, you know, anyone associated with the Lions right now would probably be a better choice.
How about the Bears? Does he know how to handle late game situations?
No. I guess you can't get much worse than how that played out. But yeah, I mean, there's always guys from college ranks that are looking to make the jump to the NFL as well. So I would imagine he would be like a last resort type of choice for a team that might strike out with two or three other candidates.
They have the 14th ranked offense in scoring right now. And again, they've done a lot of their damage against the Raiders, Jets, Giants of the world, right? Against teams that are in playoff position, the Steelers average under 20 points per game. Now, if they go out down the stretch here and just start lighting it up, and maybe in a game or two where they need to outscore the Eagles or the Chiefs or one of these Bengals games or whatever, and they do that and they're rolling, then you have momentum if you're him, and then maybe you become a more attractive candidate. But right now, I mean, I would honestly argue that the people, including myself, who were sort of nonplussed with the Arty Smith hire here are probably more right than people who were wildly excited about it. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, it never felt like a swing for the fences, right? It kind of felt like a safe choice, a guy that you're probably going to know will be solid, but not incredibly creative, but he's not going to be a disaster either. So kind of a middle of the pack guy. And I don't know why that would be a future head coach for a guy that really hasn't already had success as a head coach. It was probably a failure overall in Atlanta.
Right. I mean, and I've complimented Arty Smith at times. I think he's called some really good games, and it's definitely an improved product. But for the billionth time, you know, it would have been hard not to have it. The guys they had last year when they shared the job. I don't even remember their names right now.
Mike Sullivan.
Yeah, and the running
Faulkner,
backs.
Right?
Faulkner,
yeah.
That's right. They did a better job. You know what a great little project would be for the break here? And I know it's a tiny sample size, but so is this. Compare the numbers those two guys did compared to Artie right now. That would be fascinating. Those two guys were an immediate and huge upgrade on Matt Canada. So that wasn't going to be hard to do. I want to see a lot more from Arty Smith. The people who were not excited, who were just sort of, okay, with the hire, are more right than the people who were like, wow, they just hit a home run. They might have. Did they hit a double here? Maybe. Maybe it's a single. They stretched into a double. They didn't hit a homer with Arty Smith, at least not that I see yet. But I'd love to discuss that with you at the top of the hour. 412-928-9370. Injury report brought to you by Schenderowicz and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. It seems like Alex Highsmith is still 50-50 talking to Ray Fittipaldi.